Greetings from outdoors. From 1450 to 1620, dramatic changes took place in Europe. The period, now called the Renaissance, resulted from a complex interaction of factors which brought about changes in politics, religion, economics, and the arts. I've recently read a number of articles which suggest that a pandemic led to the Renaissance, a hopeful thought, because during that time, educated people came to believe that they could learn from nature, and science as we know it came to be. And the rise of merchant princes led to a patronage system, which stimulated creativity in scholarship, literature, and supported the fine arts. And while pandemics, or maybe the institution of buying on credit, certainly played a part, it seems to me that a factor was that trees became available to the common people. During the Middle Ages, forests were the exclusive property of nobility and the church. But with the rise of the merchant class, wood became available to all. Common folks were able to acquire boxes and furniture and conveyances, and artists could carve wood and paint on wooden panels. Musical instruments, including the harpsichord, guitar, and violin, were invented. And wood was available for shipbuilding, which made world exploration, trade, and the exchange of ideas possible. I have yet to find a single historian who names trees as a major factor in the Renaissance. But could this revival of the arts and sciences have occurred without trees? I'm Kagan Haringa, Outdoors.